We are learning Masechtas Nozid of Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting the Mishnah on bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. Someone says, Hareini Nozir v'yoyim Echad. I want to be a Nozir, and in one day. Or Hareini Nozir v'shah Achas. Or I'm going to be a Nozir in 1 hour. Or Hareini Nozir Achas Amechza, 1.5. Hareini Nozir Shtayim, you're 2 sets of Naziris, 2 sets of 30 days. Allah says, you can become 2 Naziris. What happens is after 30 days, you take your haircut, and you go start again. So here, when you say Hareini Nozir v'yoyim Echad, the word Nazir is already Nazir, and also Nazir Yom Echad, I want to be Nazir for 1 day, or Nazir for 1 Shah, or Nazir for half the days. And the halacha is, it can't be a Nazir for half the days, or for 1 hour, or for 1 day. So therefore, you're Nazir Shtayim. That's found in our Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, why do you have to give 3 cases? Lovely Mishti Kolhani. Why do you have to say all 3 cases? A case you said Yom Echad, or Shah Achas, or Achas Amechza. Trichi, detail on Rei Nozir V'yom Echad. If he said Rei Nozir V'yom Echad, I would stand there, it becomes a Nozir. Hocha Yehudimiran, Ein Nazirus V'yom Echad. No such thing as Nazirus for 1 day. I'm too la Hocha Yehudimiran Taratin, that's why, Kamadi Taratin, that's why you count 2 sets of Nazirus. Ava Rei Nozir V'sha Achas, Lim Nusayish V'yachad Yayim. But if you do 30 days and an hour, I would say, he's probably trying to say 31 days. That's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say 31 days, that's why he says 1 hour. That's what you would have said. So therefore, it's enough to turn 1 hour into a day. Then turn 1 day into 30 days, okay. But who's going to turn 1 hour into 30 days? 1 hour goes to the next step up. It's 1 day. So Kamash Malon, no. It means a whole new set of zeros. Even when you say 1 hour. If it said 1 hour, Mishin Loi Nochis Ledafka. What does that mean? The words leduko ledafka. He says like this, Taisvis, that it's something that can't be because shah is impossible to be noida shah. No such thing as a noida shah. So, and since you have the meisiv ready on his dibur, so let's make a whole nazir shalim. But achas amechza, which could mean 45 days, maybe don't do. It's achas amechza. It's very simple. I'm saying mekal 45 days. Kamash v'lo, no. I face the kasha. We know it already from echad. What are we saying? That if it said shah, you would say shah is not possible. There's no way to make the shah. There's no combination that could call shah a nazirus. 1 hour nazirus. So there, it obviously means a new Naziris. But by 1.5 means 45 days. So maybe it's 45 days. Kamash lo, no. I know it from the Reish already. Reish said, Yom Echad doesn't mean 31 days. It means a whole new Naziris. So what are we Maisav over here? That's what the Achrayinim asks. So the Achrayinim answer, I saw in the bottom of the Arzay Alavon, in the bottom of the Sefer called Tosis Nazir, that he says that there, by Yom Echad, it's better because the word Nazir is closer to the word Yom Echad. Hareini Nozir v'yoyim Echad, so there, it's closer to the word Yom Echad, the word Nazir. So it sounds like I'm a Mekabel Naziris at the Yom Echad, which means 30 days then. But here, where I said Hareini Nozir Achas Amechza, the word Mechza is further removed from the word Nazir. It's more connected to the word Achas. And there we would think that means 45 days. Kamash Lo, no, that it's still means a new Naziris. That's what's a bigger chiddush. Hakapanim, that's what our Mishnah says, that anytime you say, Harei Nozir V'echad, or Harei Nozir V'shah, or Harei Nozir Achas Amechza, Loch is that it's considered 2 Naziris. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Harei Nozir Shloshim Yoyim V'shah Achas, if he says like this, he doesn't say Harei Nozir V'shah Achas. Harei Nozir V'shah Achas, the word Nozir is next to the word Shah, so it sounds like I want to be a Nozir and Nozir Shah. But if you say Shloishim Yoyim V'Shah Achas, you say 30 days and a Shah, then the loch is Nazir Shloishim Echad Yoyim. She'en Naziris Hashoyis. There, your touch means 31 days. It means the only way, reason why we said in the last Mishnah that a Shah or Yoyim Echad means a whole Naziris is because the word Nazir was close to the word Yoyim Echad or Shah. But if you speak of the word Shloishim, that separates the word Shah from Nazir, and they all mean 31 days. Omar Rav. Loi shanu al dama shloishim ve'echad yoyim. Ava oma shloishim yoyim ve'yoyim echad nozir shtayim. Rav says that if you add on the word yoyim a second time, then it's 2 naziris. If you say re nozir shloishim yoim v'sha'achas, or shloshim yoim v'echad, so then the halacha is 31 days. But if you say shloshim yoim v'yoim echad, you add the extra word yoim, then it's a separate nazirus. The extra word yoim. Rav dash is extra words. Rav savalak Rav Akiva, dar shushna yisei. Rav hosuk Rav Akiva, that we dash in extra words, the tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Bava Basra. Loi es abar, v'loi es hadus. If someone sold a house, now the house in those days, a lot of times came along with a bar or a dus, that's a cave or a ditch underground that they could store things, kept things cool. It was like a shed sometimes. So if you sell your house, the bar and the dus are not included. This is a kuliyama. Afish kasa umkavaruma. You know you wrote in the star, I'm selling you the house, the depth of the house and the height of the house. That means the way the house is sitting means the whole house and under it, I'm allowed to do construction under it, and I'm allowed to go up. I'm allowed to build another floor. It's all my house when you sell the house. But the bar and dus do not belong to the lekach. Now, who owns the bar and dus? The moicher, the seller. But the only problem is, it's in the lekach's property. So how does he get there? But tzarach likal reidarach, the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, you know, good, you own it, and you know, right in, adjacent to his house, you own the bar and dus, but you got to buy a derech to get into the house. You don't have to buy a derech, because the machlekes says, do you sell b'ayin ra or b'ayin yafa? When I sell someone to lekach, I sell b'ayin yafa, which means I give him everything besides the bar and dus, and therefore I have to buy a derech, as Rabbi Kiva holds, because he holds that you meicher b'ayin yafa meicher. And Rabbanol Intzok liko derech to b'ayin ra meicher, and he leaves himself the derech. When I leave myself the right to go through your property. And why did Rabbi Kiva? Bizman sha'omba lechutz me'elu, if you speak out clearly in the star that I'm not selling you the bar and dus, so then she'ein tzar liko derech. He's masking, you don't have to buy a derech. Why not? Why don't you have to buy a derech? Because there he spoke out extra words. Chutz me'elu. Why do you have to speak that out? The bar does not include anyway. Why say chutz me'elu? Teretz is, next words with Darshan, she'ein tzarach likoloi derech, we learned they don't have to buy a derech from him, and you don't have to buy a derech, and you see from here, the extra words make a difference. Here also by yoim, that if you say shloishim yoim ve'echad, then it's considered 31 days. Because again, it's not close to the word nazir, so shloishim yoim ve'echad. But if you say shloishim yoim ve'yoim echad, you put the extra word yoim in, that makes it that it's this extra word, and with that, we Darshan, that the extra thing. Now, when I spoke at the Mishnah, I'm sure maybe it was bothering you that our Mishnah said Sha'achas and Rav's talking about Yoyim Echad, like what's going on? So Tosfos deals with that Kasha. It's a Kasha, like a Tosfos Kasha. But Tosfos deals with the Kasha. There's Maskol Lo Yishanu, that Tosfos. It's a Ksas Kasha. The Masisim like Tani Hai Lishna, Lamed Aleph Yoyim, and Lamed V'Sha'achas. So what's Pshat Rav? He's going back on something Mishnah never said. Yeshloim and the Masisim Pirish, Lister the Solik. We were explaining the Mishnah, the last thing we spoke on in the last Mishnah. The Hani Arina Nozir, Achas, Vesha Achas. But what in the Bereshit Nami, Ka'om Arina Nozir Yom Echad, to have a Nozir Shtayim, Yom Arina Nozir Lam Yom Echad. He's saying, our Mishnah is going back in the last Mishnah before that, and obviously talking about the case of Yom Echad also, and therefore the Rav can say this Loi Shanu. Adkan, this Gemara with Yom Echad.